All right, welcome everyone on today's graduate call. And today we're going to be talking about media buying, media buying 101, and what that is. And so ultimately, it comes down to buying ad space on really popular websites so you can get tons and tons of traffic coming to your site. So that's the topic here for today. Before we get started, just a few housecleaning items. If you press star 5, and that'll mute you, and then you just press it again, and that'll unmute yourself. So let's get started here then. So the very first topic here, like I said, is on the subject of media buying and what that is. It's a topic that usually most people don't know a lot about, especially if you're a newbie and you're starting out with marketing your website. And the number one question that many people have in the online space is how to get lots of traffic coming to their website. And so, media buying is definitely a huge topic to learn about. Yeah, but we're going to break it down for you and make it as simple as possible for you to understand so you can participate in this aspect of marketing. So media buying is, as I briefly mentioned earlier, it's all about finding websites or TV portals or radio stations or news stations, super popular websites, as well, that allow you to place advertisements on those spots or in those areas. And if it's TV, then you can buy space or time, rather, to present your advertisement or your pitch. And then the same thing in the radio, you can buy time by speaking with your local radio station, or even online, there's different podcasts that you can participate on that you can speak with people about, and you can be a guest speaker on there, or even have them present your ad on there, your pitch about your business. But you probably have heard these types of advertisements in the midst of a radio advertisement, or even on talk radio is another area too. When you contact these places, you can even they're always looking for, especially radio stations and talk radio stations, they're looking for great partners that they can promote, and you can work out a pretty good deal with having your business marketed through their channel. So today we're not necessarily going to go into depth on TV or print, or print a little bit, but not as much as TV or radio or news stations. Just know that those are also options, and that falls in the line with the within the realm of media buying, because you can buy media through those portals. Okay, but on this topic, the primary topic that I'm going to dwell on primarily on this in grad call is going to be on the topic of websites and how to place your ads on super popular websites to get targeted traffic come to your landing pages or squeeze pages on your website, so you can work on converting them to buy your products or services. Okay, so first off is before you start looking around for places to buy media at, it's important to understand the nature of your own business. Okay, you got to understand what your business is all about. I mean, I'm assuming that if you've been around for a little while, if you have your website up and running, if you've made some sales, you know who you're targeting first and foremost. Okay, it's your target audience, and what kind of audiences, or if you have multiple audiences that you're serving, be sure that you're clear about them, because as you start to scout out different websites and locations to place your banner or your advertisement on, you want to know that you're going to be placing them or speaking with people who have popular websites that are serving audiences that you want to target. Okay, so it's very important that you know who your target audience or audiences are, and so you can find them and make a great connection, make a great win-win situation. Okay, because the last thing you want to do is obviously not be clear and then just buy ad space on just any site and you get tons of traffic, but you get the wrong type of traffic. So just be clear about the type of just be clear about who your audience or audiences are, and then just even break it down to demographics and psychographics. for your target audience, and where do they live, what kind of behaviors do they have, and what are they really looking for. Ultimately, you want to be clear about their fears and dreams. Okay, what do they fear most, or what do they, what kind of pressure points they have, or things that they really need or want most. Okay, these are all falling into the area of the fear category. And then the dreams, there's what kind of aspirations, what kind of hopes and goals do they have. Okay, the more clear you are about what they really need and want, then obviously it's going to help you out with finding websites that are relevant to that audience. And we'll get into the depths of that in more in more detail. But just know that your target audience is very, very important, because they have the money that you want, and you need to be able to persuade them to take action. And how are you going to persuade them if you don't know exactly who they are and what they're thinking? A lot of the questions that I get most times about target audience research is, well, how do you go about finding out who your target audience is, and understanding more about what their thoughts are? But ultimately, you have to ask people. That's really what it comes down to. But there's services online that will give you insight into information about who your target audience may be by looking at your competition. Okay. So there is one site that you can go to called Quantcast, so Quantcast. So if you go over to quantcast.com, you can type in different popular websites. Okay, so we're going to go over there right now, and I'll walk you through an example. Yeah, but what the site does is it lets you analyze the information, the data, from a competitor website, and it'll break it down to the types of people that come there primarily, and their average income, where they're coming from throughout the world, and a bunch more. Okay, so let's just type in, let's say Walmart. Okay, type in Walmart.com. Okay, so we'll type in Walmart.com in the middle of Quantcast, and then it's going to pull up just a few different options there, like Goodreads, iOffer. Let's just click on. Type in that one more time here. Okay, you'll have to type it in up at the very top where it says rankings. It'll say search Quantcast profiles. Okay, so once you type it in up there, then you're going to see down below an area where there's a graph that'll tell you the people in the United States per month, that how many people coming to their site on average. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, this one doesn't necessarily give you just a ton of data with this particular website. It'll say, so let's actually do a little bit a different example here then. Okay, so let's go back to the major site and the actually front page, and type in goodreads.com. Say GOODREADS.com. Okay, and then it'll pull up, there you go, a more accurate profile. This is a better example, okay? So you'll see here that gives you the traffic profile on uniques and people and visits. If you click on the little tabs there, it'll give you the data or the stats just for that particular section. So people, there's 840,206 people. And then down below it says, per day, week, and month. So like I said, the goal here is to just discover a bit more about how to place an advertisement on a website that has a target audience that you're serving. So if Goodreads was a site that you want to place an advertisement on, then you'd want to understand what kind of people to go there. And this service here with Quantcast helps you understand who those people are, okay? So they have a lot of people coming to there, and that's one of the elements that you're looking for is, well, what kind of websites should you be looking for to place advertisements on? And firstly, they need to have a lot of people coming there. And what a lot is, I gauge them to have at least 1,000 to 2,000 or more people coming to there at least every single day, at minimum. Okay. But obviously, the more the better. And but it not only has to have a lot of traffic coming there, but it also should be relevant traffic. Yeah, so if you scroll down a little bit on that page, you see the different types of people that come there. It says U.S. demographics, the male and female. Okay, there's more females that go to that site than there are males. And the ages fall between 18 to 44 primarily, and those people come to there more often than younger ages and then older people. So 18 to 44, and then if they have families, people who have no kids usually come there more often than people who do have kids. So this is all very interesting information that help you, or should help you customize your ads for people if you were to place an ad on the site. Okay. It also tells you income information here. It tells you, on average, the people who have $150,000 or more in annual income visit the site more often than people who have less income. Okay. Same thing with like with college, people who have more education, grad school, they go to Goodreads, and Goodreads is a book review website. Okay, they rate and score, and they provide a community around the whole aspect of books that people are reading. And so, with the race on the types of people that come, as far as the racial category, Caucasian, those people come to that site more often compared to African American, Asian, or Hispanic, or other. Okay, so that information, once again, is very important to learn about. It's not necessarily like perfect data, but it's enough data to give you a good idea of what kind of people go to that site. And this is just one major source to help you find information that helps you get educated about what kind of people go there and what kind of behaviors they have and so forth. Did I hear someone say something? Okay. Yeah, if you have any questions, just press star 5 and unmute yourself and then ask. Okay, so if you were to go a little bit further down there on the Quantcast page on this particular case study that we're looking at, which is goodreads.com, the web traffic frequency lets you know just how often people come there, how frequent they come, where they come from, like in the United States. People who are just passing by, they're called passers-by. Okay, people who are regulars and people who are addicts, they always come to that site. So if you look at the data, there's 12% of visits that always come there, like usually almost every single day or more. And what that tells you and how that should be interpreted, or what it means to you, is that if you were to place an ad on this site, the goal as an advertiser is to have your site shown in front of as many, targeted buyers as possible, as often as possible, and for as cheap as possible. Okay. So, anyways, we're gonna stop there in terms of the just the summary of and the data on Quantcast and how that helps you find popular websites using this particular source, Quantcast. That's just one tool to use to find websites that are relevant for you to place ads on. Okay. So whether or not they accept ads is another topic, though. Okay, Quantcast may not be open to allowing you to place ads on their website. Okay, so there needs to be that consideration as well. But this is, like I said, just a tool to help you understand, the popularity and the type of people who come to the website. And then second, you got to find the website. Just go to that site, Goodreads.com, and see, if they have an open door for you to be able to advertise on their site. So if you were to go there, usually at the bottom of their website, they'll have some type of link that says, partners or advertising, okay, or advertise here. A lot of these huge websites, they may not have them, but on this one, there is. Okay, so down the very bottom of Goodreads.com, there's a link that says advertise. Okay, and once you pull that up, it says gain access to a massive audience of more than 25 million book lovers. Okay, with more than 140 million page views, and 19 million unique visitors a month, Goodreads offers advertisers integrated advertising and promotional programs to reach our highly affluent and educated audience of book readers. Okay, they know that they're highly affluent and educated book readers because they track this stuff. Okay? You'll even see on the right-hand side, you know, that little icon for a Quantcast where we just barely went to. You know, that's a little stat telling them there's the 91st most popular website in the entire world, or in the U.S., I mean. And then the date that, you know, they're presenting the data, which is as of yesterday. So, okay, so if you're selling, like, books, or if you're selling material that you wanted to get in front of an educated audience that are highly affluent, then you would, you know, you would probably consider placing your ad here. So with this particular site, you know, it says here down below on this Goodreads site that you can easily create an ad for your book or product. Okay, you can add a credit to your account by prepaying each time someone clicks on your ad, and, you know, the bid will be deducted from your Google or your Goodreads account. My mind, a subconscious automatically went to Google because you can do the same thing with Google, and we'll get into that as well. But the third point, you know, your ads will show on Goodreads and locations where members are searching for and exploring books. Okay, when people go into their account, they'll see ads on the right-hand side usually. You see the same thing with Facebook and with Google and other popular websites that allow advertising. Okay, but with this, you're targeting specific sites that you want to place ads on because you know that there's a relevant audience there, and you want to have your ad, you know, whatever you're advertising, be presented in front of them so they can click on it and come to your website. The other point that they have here is you can target your ad by book genre, location, gender, or age. Okay, so a lot of the commonalities that exist here with your media buying, they'll normally allow you to target quite specifically who you want to present your ad in front of, you know, where they're located, the gender, and the age. Okay, so that usually is going to be part of most of these really popular websites. Okay, and then you can also view custom stats for your ads. You can see views and clicks and the number of members who, like with this site here with Goodreads, you can see how many members added you to the book or, you know, their list. Okay, and so if you were to advertise on this site, you'd fill out the form and, you know, fill out the form in detail. You know, the areas that have an asterisk next to them are required. Okay, but I would fill out everything that they ask for, and then you can contact them. Okay, so once you are approved to advertise through their site, then you can move forward with presenting your ad on there. So let me briefly talk about how to create an ad. Okay, so these ads are image ads that I'm talking about, and primarily, you know, the image ads that you create, you can get done by either designing them yourself if you know how to design ads, or else you can hire other people to do that. And I've gone through, you know, local designers along with you know, outsourced sites like Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and hired people as well through there to design ads for me. But the ads are images that are shaped by pixels like 125 by 125 or 125 by 600 high. They come in different sizes, you know, shapes and sizes. And so usually when you work with a designer, you're having them design what we call ad creatives. Okay, so these ad creatives, as they call them, come in different shapes and sizes, like I said, and those shapes and sizes, they'll usually know. Okay, but the common sizes are some of those sizes are just briefly mentioned, 125 by 125, 300 by 225, 120 by 600, and then even 600 by 120. Yeah, there's all kinds of sizes there. The reason why you want to develop your ad creatives in different sizes is because when you work with these outlets to buy media through, media spots, you'll be prepared to upload or present the different shapes and sizes of your ads so they can position them on their site effectively depending on the nature of their site. Not every single site will accept all the different types of shapes and sizes of your ad creatives. So that's why it's important to be ready to go, with all those different sizes when before you contact your media portal or the outlet that you go through. Okay, so as far as the design of the ads, you find a designer, you let them know what you want to have on there. When you're designing your ad, it's very important to keep in mind that you're not putting a ton of a ton of text on the ad image. Okay, the purpose of the ad image is just to simply incentivize the person looking at it to click on it. That's the number one purpose. You want people to click on the ad, but you want the right people to click on it. So the ad image should be targeted to a specific person, and then second, it should present some type of call to action. Okay, and third, a benefit. Not necessarily in that order. Okay, those are the three major elements that your ad image should have. Okay, who is it for? And then what kind of benefits can they gain? Some type of bait that you can present in front of them to go after. And then a third is a call to action. Okay, you'll see these ads all over the place when you go to if you go to super popular news sites, you could go over to MSN.com. Or KSL. Okay, if you were to go to KSL, we'll take that as an example at this point. Okay, over at KSL.com, you'll notice that when you go there, this is a news and radio station for Utah. And on the right-hand side, you're going to see some ads that show there. And initially, those ads right there are from Google, but then as you scroll down, you'll see some other ads, features. Okay, these features are ads that people like you, if you're an advertiser, can place on the site. And so, if you were to go back to Quantcast and type in KSL.com, you may have to have an account or create an account. You should have to create at least a free account to be able to get all the data for some of the sites. But if you go back to KSL, then it'll tell you, I just typed it in, it'll tell you what type of demographics and so forth are relevant to that site for KSL. And then you ask yourself, well, what kind of people am I serving? What kind of people do I want to target? And are those people coming to this site? Because the rule of thumb here is you want to get your ad in front of people who care about it, who care about your products and services, obviously. Okay? And sometimes it's not so obvious. That's why I say it. So, keep in mind that it's important to look for relevant sites that are in right in line with your target audience. So going back to the KSL.com website, you'll have different spots that you could consider placing your ad on. Okay, so they have the feature spots. As you scroll down even further, there's a few more spots for advertising. And a lot of times down at the very bottom, they'll have ads too, but on this homepage, they don't. As you start to scroll around and click on different news topics, like the latest news and features, the ads will change, and depending on the page that you go to within KSL.com. Okay, and then you'll all of a sudden see an ad up at the very top. And once again, in this case, these are ads streaming in from Google and a Google AdSense program that I talked about a few weeks ago on the graduate call. Okay, so you get the idea, right? So if you were to present an ad here, okay, you would primarily be targeting, according to Quantcast, you would be targeting people between the ages of 25 to 44, roughly, and people who are in college, Caucasian, who have average incomes of 50 to 150,000, primarily. Okay, and then you would also be targeting people who like MySpace and Facebook, and they go to different websites that Quantcast tells you about that they frequent or visit quite often. Okay, and there's a lot of similarities you can put together that help you customize your ad better. So let's go back to the topic of creating your ad. When you create your image ads and you want to present those ads on, say, KSL, you'd obviously want to cater those images that have the look and feel, cater to your audience. Okay? if KSL had 65-year-old plus people going there, then it would probably be better, depending on what you're advertising, to have images that are relevant, obviously, to 65-year-old people, or even have a person on your ad that represents that audience. So having an older man or woman on that ad. Okay. Okay, so far, let's just kind of summarize what we've talked about so far. We've talked about what media buying is, and we've talked about the primary topic of finding websites that are popular and relevant and have a lot of web traffic going to them, how to find those using Quantcast. And I've shared a few examples, such as Goodreads.com and KSL.com. Those are two excellent example websites to go to check out in terms of the topic of media buying. Okay, we've also talked about what banner ads are, the different types of sizes that you'd want to create, and the jargon to use when you hire designers to create these. It's called, you want to have them design ad creatives. Okay, ad creatives. And they'll create your ads in different shapes and sizes, so you're prepared to submit them to the media portal that you go through. Okay, so let's go into the next topic here. I'm going to go a bit more in depth now with services that you can use and techniques that you can implement to find more popular websites to advertise on. Okay, so if you were to go over to a site called Alexa.com. Alexa.com is another site that ranks and tracks the popularity of websites, throughout the world. And once you get there, you can click on Top Sites up at the very top. And what this does is it gives you a bunch of different websites, along with the ability to search by country, what kind of popular websites are in each country. So you could search by country if that's how you were going to target your audience. Okay, if you have a product or service that is only relevant for people in Germany, then you could come here, go to Alexa, and click on Top Sites, and click on By Country, and click on Germany. Okay, and once you click on Germany, it's going to give you the top 500 most popular websites in Germany. Okay. And then you can go through the list and find, well, which ones would be relevant for your audience, and then see if they have an opportunity to present ads on there. Okay. So that's another way you can search by country. But you can kind of see how this all comes back to that number one topic that I keep on pounding in, hopping on, which is the topic of your target audience. So you can also click on Top Sites, click on By Category. And if you were presenting, let's say, a website that has, sports apparel and shoes and gear, then click on Sports on the right-hand side. And then that's going to give you four different columns of subcategories within the category of, that next category of sports. Okay, and then you can start drilling down a bit deeper. If you had a soccer website, you could click on soccer. Okay, and this is just primarily to help you out with finding relevant websites that you could advertise on to get your ad in front of relevant people that pertain to your niche. Okay, so when you click on soccer, right down below, it gives you a list of all the different websites that you could check out. So LifeScore.com, there's let's see, SoccerWay.com. Okay, so SoccerWay is another one, and I wonder, if they have a link there where you could advertise on their site. So you would go to SoccerWay.com, excuse me, and then usually, like I said earlier, you could scroll down on the website and see if they have any opportunity of advertising, and they do. Okay, down the very bottom of SoccerWay.com, if you were selling soccer stuff and you want to target people looking for soccer things, then you could click on Advertising. And it takes you over to a page just like with Goodreads and KSL. It lets you know what kind of things you're looking for. So in this site, it says standard display units. So STUs, standard display units, that's the acronym. SoccerWay serves across the whole site, and they are sold CPM based. That means cost per impression based. So for every 1,000 times it's loaded and shown, you get charged a certain amount of money. Okay, instead of cost per click. Okay, those are terms to get familiar with as you start to do your advertising on these sites that allow media buying. Okay, and so that's what CPM means, is there, it's cost per impression, and an impression or cost, is every 1,000 views. So every time your ad is shown 1,000 times, you would get charged X amount of cents or dollars. Okay, and then as it says there, these units are perfect for media campaigns. And the betting packages, they have different packages for advertising. You'll see this all across the board when you look at websites. Not every single website is going to be exactly the same, you know, because they're all different sites. They have their different rules and terms to agree to. And so if you want to advertise on this site, then obviously you agree to their terms, and then you can move forward with contacting them. So in this case, it's a bit different than the Goodreads site. To get in touch with them, then you would just email them, and then they would get back to you about the additional steps to take. But overall, the additional steps usually will involve them vetting you somehow, sometimes anyways, because they don't want to just have any, Dick and Harry, advertising on their site. You know, they want to have people who can actually deliver quality ads and have a good budget. And that budget will really differ depending on who you're wanting to market through. Okay, so just keep that in mind, but that's another case study that we're looking at as we use the tool Alexa.com to find relevant websites to advertise on. Okay, so now what we're going to do is talk about one last method of finding relevant websites. Because a lot of these websites that we just barely found through Quantcast and also Alexa, usually are going to be charging a bit more to advertise your ads on their site. And so if you're looking for sites that are not going to charge you as much, but yet still have relevant people going to their site and they're quality people, they're in your niche and in your audience, and they still have traffic coming to, good traffic coming to their site, then you can still use Alexa, but I'll share with you another approach here just using Google, okay? You just go to google.com, and up at the top right, you're going to see the section there where you can, here, there's going to be this little, nine little squares, okay? You just click on that little square, and you'll see some options there where you could click on more. Okay, there's going to be nine different icons, but you click on more, and that's going to give you a few more options to choose from. And then you click on the link that says even more from Google. Okay, because what we're looking for is we're looking for this list that you'll be brought to. Okay, so follow those instructions there. You click on the little icon, then click on more, and then even more. And then you'll be brought to this list. What you're looking for is the Google blog. Okay, if you scroll down a little bit, it says specialized search, and there's a link there that says blog search. Okay, you can use a lot of other tools there too to find people like trends and the custom search, but we're going to click on blog search for right now. What this does is it allows you to search for specialized blogs. Yeah, who are blogging about different topics and have plenty of people coming there. We're going to use the search function with Google Blogs to find websites, and then we're going to see just how popular they are using Alexa. Okay, so there's two websites that you'd want to have pulled up at this point, and we're talking about finding relevant websites that you can place ads on. So you go to google.com/blog search, and then you can type in, let's say if your website was selling, specialized hiking shoes, okay, you just type that into Google Blogs, and then it'll pull up a whole list of different websites that have to do with that topic, okay? And you kind of have to search through some of these here, but the goal here is just to find sites that are not as common, to the regular search, search advertiser like yourself. You're looking for sites that are not as popular, but yet have plenty of people coming there. They're just not as known, you know. And overall, they'll usually cost you less. Okay? So, you know, some of these sites that I just pulled up for specialized hiking shoes, like singletracks.com, you know, is one site. You kind of have to scroll through some of these and see if they're even open, you know, to advertising. But singletracks.com, if you were to go there, let's see if they have anything there regarding advertising. You look down at the bottom usually, and they don't have any links there that say that they're open to advertising, but I do see an ad on the right-hand side, which is from Google AdSense, and kind of have to browse around to see if they have anything. So this is a good example, okay, where if they don't have a link on there that it says that they're open to advertising, then it doesn't mean that they're not open. It just means that they haven't presented it. And so that's a good opportunity for you because you can contact them and ask them, hey, I see that you have a few ads on your site, but I don't see any, you know, opportunity to actually pay to buy these spots to advertise in, you know, to advertise my ad on your site. And so just ask them. You would get a hold of them. Click on the contact button and send them an email, or else if they have a telephone number, you give them a call. And when you call them, you ask them those questions there. Are you open to having ads placed on your site? And, you know, if I were to buy or pay you some money, you know, to put my ad on there, would you be open to that? And if they say yes, then great. You know, work out some type of a deal. You know, if you can work out, let's say, you know, $10 or $25, you know, to place a 300 by 300 ad on the right-hand side of the top right of their website, you know, for, you know, a full week or even a month, you know, that would be awesome, okay? But then the question comes is, how popular is this website and what kind of people are coming to it? Okay, so you can use those tools I mentioned earlier, such as Alexa and, you know, Quantcast, you know, to help you become more familiar with the popularity of their website and, you know, what types of people and so forth are coming there. Okay. Now, yeah, I was just going to mention here with the types of sites that you're searching for. You know, not every single site is you know, going to be, necessarily be open. You know, so and that's okay. You know, just work through the list, you know, through a Google blog search, and then just contact someone else. You know, at least you've tried. But you know, sometimes I've found some really great sites to place ads on. You know, one of the recent sites that we advertised on was a site up in Washington here in America, and it had to do with you know, family photography. And we placed an ad on there, and you know, we were advertising some classes. And we got quite a few people, you know, coming to our site who signed up for our classes, you know, for photography. And just by finding sites that were relevant, and this lady up there was open to it, and we paid her $50, and we got six signups, and each of those six signups paid $150 per person. So it worked out pretty good, you know. And it was a win-win situation. You know, we paid them for the ad spot on their website, and we got people, relevant people, coming to our website, signing up for our classes for photography. And so, take that, you know, for any of your niche topics, okay, whether that be with services or tangible products, it works in either case. Okay, cool. Okay, so let's move on here. I'm going to talk now about some of the you know, brokers or sites that you can go to get even more exposure with your media buying goals. Okay, so one element of your media buying will fall in line with using what we call ad placements using Google AdWords. So if you were to go to google.com/AdWords, AdWords is the program that Google has that allows you to market your business through. You know, you can buy pay-per-click ads or establish pay-per-click ads, and you can also buy media through Google AdWords. And so it's through their search network, or their display network, I mean. And I won't get, you know, go into too much depth on this, but just know that, because that would be a whole training in and of itself that I can do in the future. But when you go to Google AdWords and you sign up for an account, you would create your you would create different campaigns, and one campaign would be for your display purposes. You can target specific websites that Google, knows of, and people who have super popular websites come to Google as well and say, "Hey, I want to let people advertise on my website." Okay, and all those people who have those websites, you can automatically place your ads on. Okay, so this is just a central location to be able to easily and quickly, place ads on very, very popular websites that have tons of people going to them, and you can identify the same things that we've been talking about earlier with who your target audience is, and drill down to even the behaviors and where they live and age and so on and so forth. Okay, but ultimately, using this type of approach, using Google ad placements with the display network with Google AdWords, easily lets you find out a ton of websites all at once instead of having to search them one by one. Because when you go into Google AdWords and you want to present ads on popular websites, it'll tell you the traffic automatically. It'll tell you how many people on average come to the website next to each URL. It'll tell you Goodreads has X amount of million of users or unique visitors each month. So just right off the bat, you can tell the traffic volume. And then if you really wanted to drill deeper though in terms of the audience, then you would have to use a service like Quantcast, or there's other services like Compete.com to help you learn more about your target audience. So Google AdWords placement program is not going to let you to drill down super deep on your audience and understand them. It's going to first and foremost help you place ads on websites a lot faster, because there's thousands and thousands of advertisers who have already placed their company with AdWords, so you could tap into them really fast. Okay, so keep in mind though, like with AdWords, the strategy I would recommend using that I found out to be quite helpful is to just use Google AdWords and the placement approach temporarily, and to discover what ads are converting better for you. And then you can obviously continue to work with them, but then just pause your account and then find or go directly to these companies that you want to advertise on and advertise with them directly. It usually ends up saving you money, and it also helps you have more control over your advertising process of buying that media on the website. So it's not an absolute. It just really depends on your particular situation and what you're seeing in terms of results. But it's a pretty good strategy just overall to help you have more control and save more money on your ad cost and get better results. Okay, so one of the other approaches I'm going to share with you on buying media is through press releases. Okay, now press releases is a type of ad, but you're writing it up in a format of an article. Okay, so a press release, you can read more about that after today's call, but basically what you're doing is you're writing up an article that is announcing something newsworthy, okay, that would be shown on relevant websites. But you can go to sites like PRWeb.com, and PRWeb.com allows you to submit your press release. And what they do is they take that article and syndicate it with a lot of super popular news sites. Not just news sites, but sites that are open to advertising. And they'll be able to place that article in front of a lot of people. And so when they read that article, then once again, the same process is, they click on the links inside of your article, and then they come over to your website. So that's one element, of your media buying, is you're buying ultimately space on a website where they see your ad or your article and so forth, where they can click on it. Okay, so I'm not going to talk about that too much in depth because that's a whole training in and of itself too, but that's just an overview of another site that you can go to buy media. And it's really powerful. A lot of a lot of folks have seen a lot of excellent results from it, and so it works out really great. You know, you get a lot of visibility in a very short amount of time with not as much cost. I mean, usually you're going to be spending anywhere from $90 to $200 one time for that type of marketing approach to begin with. I mean, there's the prices do go up depending on how aggressive you want to be and how big of a net you want to cast. But starting off simple, to get your feet wet works out great. Now the last site I want to share with you is a site that makes it pretty easy for you to buy and sell ads on your own website and even find a site that you want to advertise on. This site is called buysellads.com. So BUYSELLADS.com. So when you go to that website, you can look for different websites based upon category. If your website was about gaming, okay, you go there on the left-hand side, you'll see this leaderboards, bundled leaderboards, and you click on the category that says gaming, just depending on the nature of your website. Okay, then it's going to pull up a bunch of different subcategories, and these are all websites of other people, other people's websites that have come to buy sell ads, and they're saying to you that you as an advertiser, you're welcome to contact these people through BuySell Ads portal, because BuySellAds.com is a broker. They're the middleman between you as the advertiser and the publisher, the person who's opening it up for advertising. So if you're promoting gaming, you just click on, let's say, AngryBirdsNest.com. Okay, that's one site that is relevant to the gaming industry. And this particular site says here that AngryBirdsNest.com is the number one Angry Birds site on the web and was built with the permission of Ravio Entertainment, Inc. Okay. So on and so forth. It describes the nature of the site, and it tells you what kind of ads that are allowed. It says this website allows animated ads. Okay. So if you don't have any animated ads, then you go back to your designer and say, design me an animated ad. Okay. They're usually going to be in GIF format or a Flash file. And those are animated ads that move around. And then if you wanted to advertise on this site, it tells you how many monthly impressions that they generate on average. Up at the top right, it says monthly impressions. They generate 10 million monthly impressions on average. So, yes, they have a lot of targeted traffic. And so the website down below, the information here, is these are the locations that you could present your ad on. So the sidebar grid presents a 125 by 125 ad on the middle right of their website. Okay, and the estimated impressions for that area on each month is 2.12 million, okay, estimated impressions. And it says 6 of 14 available. Okay, there's 6 more spots available, and then they close the doors. That's how much they would accept in terms of spots. And then it's $100 for every 30 days. Okay, it's not too bad. Okay, so if you wanted to do that, then you click on Buy Now, and it'll take you through the step-by-step process. And then it's going to ask you to create an account and then upload your ad creatives, as I mentioned earlier. Okay? If you're advertising on this spot, you would need to upload an ad creative that says 125 by 125 pixels, just like an inch by inch kind of size of ad. And if you wanted a bigger ad to show on their website, then it says that icon grid is 75 by 75, and that's on the middle right as well. So you can visit their site and see where they're talking about. Okay, you just go over to AngryBirdsNest.com and see where those locations are that they're talking about, so you're familiar with the location. And So I just pulled it up, and on the right-hand side, there we go. Okay, that 125 by 125 block ad is right there. There's actually, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different ads that are showing there right now. And those are actually the 75 by 75. The 125 by 125 are right below. There's three spots right there. Okay. Okay. So that's just an example of, you know, investigating the site that you would be advertising on, and getting familiar with you know, the look and feel of it, and learning more about, you know, asking the questions to yourself. If I drive or if I, you know, direct in my ad on this site or present it, are the people who are coming to the site, are they more likely to click on my ad? Okay, just some of the psychological questions to ask yourself. You know, if your ad is placed among, you know, six other ads, why would someone want to click on yours? Okay, very important questions to ask. You know, some of these ads here, you know, are not, you know, effective, you know, in terms of what they're presenting. Because I'm looking at one ad and it doesn't say anything on there whatsoever. It just looks like a Mario dude and on a wall, and that's it. So do better than that. Kind of put at least one or two words on there telling them what is it, what it's about, so you get relevant people clicking in your ads. Okay, a really effective way of losing a lot of money, okay, in this is to do it that way. Okay, if you present irrelevant ads or ads that are not clear, then you'll have all kinds of people just clicking on them to just to find out what it is. You know, if you just tell people what it is to start off with, then you know, only those people normally who want it will click on it, and it saves you money and your ad spend. Okay, very good. Okay, so the review here today, we've talked about Media Buying 101. Okay, it's all about finding relevant websites to place your advertisements on. Okay, we've talked about some of the methods of finding super popular websites that are relevant, that have a lot of great traffic coming in there, and they're legitimate sites. Okay, and you want to get your ad in front of as many people as possible that care about it. You can choose the locations on where to place those ads, depending on, you know, the advertisers or the publishers, you know, the websites that you work with. They'll tell you what they can accept and what size and shapes of ads they'll accept as well. So you can work with them directly, or you can also work with them through these ad brokers like BuySaleAds.com and Google Ad Placements program through Google AdWords. Okay. And ultimately, you know, the key in being successful with your media buying is the same principles that apply to overall marketing in general, which is be clear about your target audience on what their fears and dreams are, what they really value most. You find those things out easier and faster by talking with them. And you can talk with people in your target audience by, you know, speaking with them in person, calling them up, speaking with people on Facebook and Twitter. You can join groups online. You can ask questions through the group chats. You can also join forums. Okay, there's all just a few tips to share with you in finding relevant people to, you know, to talk with in your target audience. Okay, but you want to target people specifically, and then customize these ads to them, and then find websites that are relevant to them. Contact them. Figure out and establish if you're contacting someone who is a more local, or a, you know, if their website's not available through ad placements with Google AdWords, or through if they don't have a place to advertise on the site, you can contact them. We talked about contacting people directly. You know, just because they don't have a spot on their website that allows advertising doesn't mean that they may not be open, you know, to allowing advertising on their site. And a lot of times those people who haven't deliberately presented that advertising spot on the website, you can get, you know, your ad on their site, you know, in for a cheaper amount. Because if you're the first one and they have a lot of great relevant people coming to their site, then, hey, you know, you can work out a great deal and get a lot of relevant traffic for really cheap. okay, compared to, other marketing methods. Other marketing methods that we briefly mentioned, were cost per click, or pay-per-click type of advertisements, and you pay Google and pay other people that you go with per click. Okay, and we didn't go over obviously that. That's not the topic here today, but just in comparison to that to a media buying, if you do this right, you can get a ton of exposure for your products or services for your business, and you'll be able to do that very fast. Okay, so that comprises of our call here today for Media Buying 101, and we'll stop now. If you have any questions, just press *5 to unmute your phone and ask the questions. If not, we'll disconnect.